7 Japan Mobile.
W2T. W2T Mobile. N4VWA Mobile.
N4WRO.
KV4CPA.
Tango. Hail the gang's all here. Good morning, gentlemen.
This name's
insulting us, even.
And we, none of us even resemble that.
The benefit of the doubt before making a positive ID.
Back to driving, N4WRO.
We've always doubted you, Steve.
Who there, Bill?
Rest up on 385 south of Lawrence. Head back to the Hacienda.
Going to stay hunting again?
Yeah, I killed a little buck last night. I'm heading home.
Meat in the freezer, baby. I've got two medium-sized does so far. And I'm hoping to get this little 4-point buck off the front porch here pretty soon. So, anyhow, I got meat in the freezer for this year. Rusty, don't be bashful, Dave. Jump in there.
Well, I'm headed to the church to do some work, so I was in traffic and wasn't having a lot to say. So, anyway, just say good morning to everybody. And go ahead, Dave.
Rusty, I can't think of anybody that needs to go to church any more than you. But I'm just kidding. Oh, me. And say a prayer for me while you're there. Anyway, you know I'm kidding. If I didn't give you a hard time, then you'd have to wonder if there wasn't something wrong. So, Steve, what are you up to this morning?
To go down to my building and get some flooring put in and get a carpet stretched, and I got to take care of a little situation where a tenant put something in that wasn't quite legal, and I got to take it back out. So, and Bill, have you ever heard such a love fest in the mornings on the radio? Hey,
catch all of you later. W2T clear.
Yourself today. Good to hear from you. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Be careful out there in the traffic. So you still there, Bill? Pop down into some of those little valleys down in there, Dave.
Yeah, well, that happens. I'm getting ready to go to a little noisy area here myself. But anyway, hopefully I'll finish putting my antenna back together this weekend, and I'll be ready to shoot that thing back up in the trees.
You get some good results this time, bud. I tell you what, you've had a hard enough time with that thing. You need to get back on the HF.
Probably miss it, and I went to the DX meeting last night in East Coast, and we had a pretty good group of guys there, and you know, just talking about, hearing him talking about, you know, contesting and what's coming up and this, that, and the other, you know, just kind of, you know, makes you want to get back on the air that much for it, because you know what you're missing, and because, you know, been there and done that, so anyway. So yeah, I'm finally got enough motivation to get back, you know, get that thing back up in the air and get back up in the trees and get back on the air.
Hey, Bill, did you make it back in there yet?
Yeah, I was fighting a little traffic getting back on 385.
Love it, you love it. Well, So I'm hoping Dave's going to get back on the HF. When you going to do that, Dave?
just have to, get somebody to shoot it up in the trees for me. I've had several offers, so hopefully I won't have too much trouble, finding somebody. And I know Phil shot it up there two or three times, and then Bill N4IQ he did it the last time, so Phil said he would shoot it back up there again, but I just hate to ask him because he has to come from Boiling Springs.
And I don't have a shooter because I don't have a need for one. But tell you what I do have. And Bill, if you ever need this, you may have one. I got a rig expert. I can tell you everything coming and going on your feed lines. So once you get it up there, Dave, if you want me to come and do a fast analysis on your feed lines for the different frequencies on SWR and all that good stuff, let me know.
Well, I actually bought one, so I got a brand new one from Patrick. He bought it, and he thought it had 2 meters on it as well as HF, and it didn't, so he sold it to me, and it's brand new in the box.
Expert?
I don't know. I know it's not MFJ, I know that for sure, but I don't remember.
Well, I'll tell you what. As long as it's not an MFJ, you may have got a pretty good piece of equipment then. That's good. That's good. Bill, what do you use?
I picked up one of those Nano VNAs, and it'll sweep all the way up, through all the HF bands, HF, VHF. I've been real happy with it. It works good.
Yeah, that rig expert, if I get a problem in one of my feed lines, it'll tell me just how far out it is and where the feed line short or problem is.
SDR function on there can tell you right where's that.
Pretty cool. That's just plain cool. Let me know if you get it up there and get it going, Dave. We may try to check into the South Carolina net 3915 Saturday evening.
That's one that I check into on a regular basis, so I don't know if they've missed me or not, but it's been 2 or 3 months since I checked in, so I may not have it up in the air this weekend, but I'll have it ready to put up in the air anyway, so but anyway. That's been the hardest part. It was just getting motivated to put the thing back together. Once I watched the video on Ballon Designs, they actually have a video that shows you how to loop the wire through the hook and everything. And of course, I knew you had to solder the wire onto the end of the terminal, but you can take the terminal off to do that, and then it's relatively easy to do.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I was on yesterday morning for just a short period of time. I'm just on very, very sporadically on here. I haven't been on much at all in the last couple, matter of fact, probably about 3 months. I just don't get on here that much anymore. So anyhow, good to hear from both of you. What have you been up to besides deer hunting, Bill?
Just riding down the road. Yeah, I went down for a week, came back for a week, went down for another week, and now I'm headed home. Got that old 34-foot fifth wheel behind me, and we're just cruising.
You give up for the season.
You broke up. I dropped down in the dip.
Back and forth every time you go down for a week.
Every down there, down at Shaw, down at the Air Force Base. I went down for a week, came back. My wife went down for a week to visit a bunch of old friends down there and see the grandkids and everything. And then when she got back, then I headed back down.
Huh. Well, that worked out real good for her because she got a vacation with the kids. And then when she got back, she got another vacation from you.
Hey. I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, you notice I said that in such a way that it was a benefit to her, right?
Yeah. That was crazy last night. Last night out there, I was out of the stand, unloaded the gun, was getting all my junk together, turned around and looked, there's a big-bodied deer standing down there, and I said, what the heck? I grabbed a rifle and around in there, and that thing slipped into the weeds, and another one popped out and stopped right in the middle of the road. And I just kind of leaned up against the stand, dropped down on one knee, put the crosshairs on it, and it was darker than the inside of a boot. Dropped that little rascal right in his tracks.
So what did he dress out as? How much?
Well, I don't know. Live weight, it was about 105 pounds. It's just a small young buck.
Ah, okay. Well, that last doe I got, she dressed out. After I dressed her out, she was 135. And then the one right before that, my goodness, it was a good one. It was a real good one. She dressed out at 168 pounds.
Good night. What are you feeding them things?
Corn, son, corn, all of my deer are corn fed right off of my front porch.
Miracle Grow.
Yep, that makes them taste good.
Oh, that corn really does make them taste good. I tell you what, and my wife, woo, baby, she knows how to make a deer chili. And our deer burgers, oh my goodness, you just about can't tell them from beef.
Let's do it.
As a matter of fact, my wife will take a deer patty and kind of hollow it out and stuff it with provolone and mushrooms, sauteed mushrooms, and then she'll put a deer meat cap over that and then cook it. Ooh, baby.
Not too much. You're going to have people standing in line at your front door.
Afford it. They can't afford it. Hey, you have read those analysis of what it takes to get deer meat, right? By the time you pay for your hunting license, and by the time you pay for the fuel to get down there, and all the effort and the work that you go through to get that deer, and then you pay to have it rendered out, by the time you get it in the freezer, that's about $50 a pound.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. In the last 3 weeks, I just looked out and I burned 70 gallons of diesel. So you can add it up.
Ouch, that hurts. I tell you what, I told you I got rid of my diesel, didn't I?
Two.
Small 27-foot tag-along camper, and my little Chevy pickup truck here is rated for 11,000 pounds, and the camper don't weigh but six, so we scoot right down the road just lickety-split. It works out good. I didn't have to have that big diesel, so, hey, I put the skids under it.
Hey, I'm going to jump off. I'm getting in traffic here in Fountain Inn in Simpsonville, so I'll talk to you a little bit later. N4WRO.
It's no little Japanese rat cars in your wheels and the treads of them, that diesel, man. Be careful. Talk to you soon. KN4VWA. Carry on, Dave.
About home, I'm just turned on the Rutherford Road here and going over the bridge here, over the railroad tracks. thank goodness we don't have to wait on those, the trains for that. Good Lord, the power's out here all over the place. What in the world? They're in front of Channel 16 and across the street, and we've been having a lot of power outages lately at our subdivision, and it is really ticking me off, I tell you. I just, we're thinking about contacting our, I don't know, we'd contact our congressman or representative for this area, because it's really getting to the ridiculous point, you know, and it was out the other day. It was out, gosh, I don't know, something like 12 hours. It was 7 hours before they even sent a truck out to fix it. And that don't make no sense. And and there were no other outages in Greenville.
A lot of their stuff down in Florida taking care of problems down there. Sumter Utilities is who Duke contracts with. And I think they've got four major crews around the area. And those major crews are trying to take care of construction and outages and everything else. And it's just leaving them really short-handed. But I tell you one thing, it would probably help in your situation. You want to hear?
Generator or solar panel?
Stop keying up on that 50-megawatt amplifier of yours.
It's a 3,000-watt amplifier.
Call 3K on that thing.
You know, good and well, I don't have a stinking amplifier. I run barefoot, so everything's barefoot, so hey, there you go.
Now, wait a minute now, I thought you bought one.
You know, I toyed around with it. I'm glad I didn't, because I would have probably blown it up. Because when I got it down on the ground, I picked it up, and I could hear stuff rattling inside, and that's not a good sign.
Yeah. If you got pieces rattling around inside it, as Gary, W4EEY, as Gary would say, I believe you let the smoke out of the parts.
It's made out of PCB pipe, and it was used when I bought it from Bill, and there's no telling how old it is, and I've had it for years, so you know, I feel like I got my money's worth out of it, and I didn't have to spend that much money to replace. I went ahead and replaced the ballon and the what's that thing called? The piece at the bottom. Anyway, and the feet and the 22-foot feed line that goes between the two. I replaced that, and then really the only thing left on the antenna that's original is the wire itself. And it's in good shape, so it ought to perform really good once I, you know, get it up there. And I want to put it up higher than I had it before.
Well, are you going to try to test it on the ground before you put it up there?
I can stand on the deck and, you know, I've got like a old speaker magnet that's nice and heavy, and I can tie a string and throw it up into, I can stand on the rail of the deck and throw it up into the trees pretty high, and I can get it off the ground pretty good like that just to test it out. And, you know, then if it works, then I can you know, pull it back down and shoot it on up there. But I want to get it as high as I can. But yeah, I guess I could hook the meter up to it before, after I get everything assembled.
I would.
Everything's new, so I can't possibly, I don't anticipate any problems at all. So, but we'll just have to see. But anyway, so I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I'm going to pull in the garage, and since I've been playing tennis, I got to get my hair cut at 12:30. I guess I better take a shower before I show up for my haircut. I'm sure my hairstylist would appreciate it.
All right, well, good enough. I'll talk to you again soon. I appreciate the ride along. I enjoyed it this morning. And Bill, if you're still there and listen, I hope I catch you on here again before too long. Always enjoy talking to you guys. You take it easy. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
We're good to talk to you, and Bill, if you're listening, you have a good day too, and we'll talk to you later. KP4 CPA clear.
Upstairs to give you a shout. I haven't heard Tom on this morning so far.
Yeah, I haven't heard him today or yesterday. I was hollering for him yesterday a couple of times too and didn't hear him, so. Anyway, well, I have been out, had to go sit and ship something back to Spectrum, so I take that to the UPS store, run to Walmart, run to Sam's Club, pick up a couple of items, and then go to my church and set up all the tables and bring all the stuff out for handbells ringing this Sunday. And now I got to go pick up a couple of items at the grocery store, and then I'm going home for a while, and then maybe back over to Olive Garden for lunch later today.
I've already been busy. I've already been to Sam's this morning. Wife threw out the wife off at Walmart, and a couple other areas, and we'll be busy this afternoon. She's headed out. She and the daughter and grandkids are headed out to Biltmore tomorrow, so they'll be there Saturday and Sunday. So I'll have to ping for myself.
King of your castle tomorrow, then, for the next 2 days, huh?
As long as they don't make a mess, Rusty, as long as they don't make a mess.
If you do, the queen will smack you upside the head with a frying pan or something.
Kill it. You don't have to use it at one time. That's all it takes.
For attention.
It's going to be cold up there for them. I think the lows up in Asheville are going to be in the mid-20s, I think, tomorrow and Sunday. So they ought to have at least there's no bad weather. The weather will be good. They went up there once and it snowed. And it wasn't a terrible trip back home, but they had to be real careful. Everything freezing on the way home. They usually, that's why they spend the night, so they can let everything warm up a little bit before they head out on Sunday. But they do it almost every year. As something that's kind of a Christmas thing for them. The kids, the grandkids enjoy it, and they enjoy it. So it's a good time. I've already been up there several times over the years, and went back Christmas once, and during the maybe a couple times for Christmas, and a couple other times. And All it works for me. Although in the spring it's really pretty. If you like photography, like to take some photos of all the flowers and stuff up there, because it is really nice in the spring too.
During the Christmas season, I've been there. Wife and I went the year we got married. I haven't been back since then. But all the years we've lived up here, and I've lived up in this end of the state for 46 years now. We never made it back up there. We planned to go several times, and just things didn't work out for us and anything else. Well, Jerry, I've arrived at the grocery store. Let me go ahead and pick up a couple of items I need, and I will catch you later. I'll be back out in probably about 5 or 10 minutes max. N4DJC, W2T, 73's for right now.
Chris, you talk to you later. Be careful out there. W2T, N4DJC, clear.